on Old School 105.3.
Complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, some tough news coming out of Dallas. Texas Education Agency, they say that they are looking to revoke the charter, the open enrollment charter of Uplift Fort Worth, which, of course, is the parent organization of Prime Prep Campuses located in Dallas and Fort Worth. Co-founder is Deion Sanders. They make several allegations. He joins us right now to give us his perspective on what's going on there. Deion, welcome back to the show.
How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing good. The TEA sent this letter. They say it four reasons. One of the big reasons is that Prime Prep cannot participate in the free and reduced lunch program because of owing some money. $45,000. They also make a number of other allegations. You sent out some tweets saying the co-founder is to blame for all of this. Your perspective on what the TEA is trying to do in shutting down your two schools.
Well, they 100% correct. What they're finding. D.L. Wallace, my co-founder, which was ousted last year, in 2011 had the summer food program, which he was caught with fraudulent doings, he and his wife. Now, they are banned for life with any food program in our country. Now, Uplift Fort Worth is his entity that had they had purposely the charter in their entity, Uplift Fort Worth.
Okay.
So TDA found out that it was mismanaged. They did this again when they were controlling the school up to a tune of $45,000 that was never reimbursed, and they're upset. And I understand why they're upset. But this is a whole new management. This is a whole new firm. This is a whole new administration that we have now. This has been gone on with D.L. Wallace since 2011. But we're getting punished because of what he did in the old regime. And we don't believe that's fair. And we will appeal, and we will win, and we will be victorious.
Now, they said that there was no documentation provided that the meals were actually served, but claims were filed for the money.
That is true. That's with the old regime. The dates are 2011, 2012.
Right. Now,
that is 100% correct. Now, when they pulled the food program this past year, every kid ate. I made sure of that. They pulled a program. Now, you don't supposed to be managing a school without a food program, but we make sure we did, and every kid never missed a meal. And you can't continue to manage a school without the food program instilled.
You got
what about the $45,000? Did you settle on that?
No, we never settled on the $45,000. I was not aware of the $45,000.
So now that you're aware of the $45,000, can you just pay them $45,000?
Yeah, I'd pay them $45,000 right now when we get off this interview. But let me tell you what was really taking place. Now, the reason all this could go on without my knowledge and knowing, if you can recall, I was going through this little thing called divorce for the 2 years.
Right.
So when I turned my mind, once I won custody, once I won the prenuptial battle, and I turned my focus back to the school, that's when I found out all the nonsense was going on because I hired an investigator. Then you can recall when you were reporting on the show that I was terminated, I was this and that. That's because I was uncovering all the nonsense and all the falsities. So that's why I was terminated, because I wasn't going to have it. Because our kids deserve the best in the country, not just because of what area code, zip code they should be in. Is not right that just because they're in the hood that they should be treated less, especially by our own people. So that's what was going on at that particular time.
This is July 16th.
Right.
And so now you have all of this going on between you and your co-founder.
No, we don't.
Okay.
He's been ousted for several months.
What's the answer, though, for the parents, and especially these mothers who have sent these boys to you or are planning to send the boys to you in September or August?
Okay, the answer for that is the last 2 years, we've had 100% graduation rate. 30% incline, the increase of our scholastic testing statewide testing since the new regime came. We outdid almost 97% of all Dallas Independent School District on our statewide testing last year. So we've answered.
And that's great.
No, we've answered.
What about when the doors are supposed to open next month or in September? What will happen? What can they expect? Or how will they get, you know, some satisfaction as to where their children will be?
Well, we're retaining some of the best lawyers to fight this with an appeal. The doors are not closed.
Okay. Now, here's hold on. Let me say this here. First of all, according to the TEA, Uplift Fort Worth, which is the parent company, they have until July 30th to appeal the recommendation from the TEA and also to request a hearing. If they don't appeal, the charter is automatically revoked.
Right.
If they do appeal, there's going to be a process there. But again, what this is a TEA recommendation to revoke there. So there's a state process there when it comes to doing that. Ron Price. This is the same Ron Price, who's a former school board member in Dallas.
Yes.
He is the superintendent of Prime Prep, and he's quoted as saying that they will absolutely appeal this decision to state officials. Dion, go ahead.
But please know, we're not talking about education. We're not talking about teaching or learning or instructing kids. We're talking about a food program.
Right.
Please know, that's what we're talking about right now, of an old regime that mismanaged fundings and didn't report certain things. They're gone. They're out of the school, period. They've been out for several months now.
The letter says, quote, "It is not in the best interest of students to attend a charter school that is ineligible for participation in the National School Lunch Program or any other child nutrition program administered by the state of Texas." And
right.
So that's the letter there.
Because of no schools can really continue to pay that kind of money to feed those kids potentially every day without the school program. But we did.
Two more issues. There are four reasons cited. One, obviously, the school lunch is the issue, but they also said the issue, the school's inability to deal with. They have unsatisfactory financial performance. They also said the financial issues have not been corrected.
The unsatisfactory financial performance was due to targeting those kids that were having free lunch. They never reported. The old regime never reported the kids that were supposed to have the lunch. That's what that means. This is about food. This is about education.
Gotcha.
And so when the school opening of school is scheduled to begin, the doors will be open, the students will be taught, and you all will be in process of doing whatever you need to do to get back with the food program.
But that's my prayer with all the power that we have.
And what about your athletic program?
Athletic program is unbelievable. Won state 2 years in a row. Like I said, almost 15 scholarships in the last 2 years of existence. And
so
ironically, I'm going to just throw this conspiracy theory out there. Ironically, since one of our kids opted to go pro instead of going to SMU, this happens. Think about that.
SMU.
Think about that now.
Yeah, SMU is pretty powerful in this town.
We're not talking about educating our kids. We're talking about a food program, which I take very seriously. That $45,000 will be paid, and we would handle this accordingly.
All right.
And D.L. Wallace is no longer involved with this.
D.L. Wallace has been terminated. His wife has been terminated. Everything that knew him has been terminated from that school.
But you will maintain your relationship with the school.
I've never stopped maintaining. Okay. The school is called Prime Prep Academy. That's just like Ronald and McDonald's. They'll never separate.
Deion Sanders, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Roland. God bless you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Later, Prime.
Well, there we go, Tom.
Yeah, 26 past the hour. Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.